KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports from around the area last night as we had some regional final play. Girls softball last night, Class 1A regional finals. It was Galen Catholic beating Westwood 2-1 in Region 1. Region 2 saw Newell Fonda beat Ridgeview by a final of 6-4. In Region 3, Collins Maxwell beat Grandview Christian 3-0. In Region 4, Wayne over Melcher Dallas 8-0. Region 5 final saw Linville Sully beat North Mahaska 8-3. In Region 6, Lisbon beat Belle Plaine 1-0. Region 7, Clarksville beat Starmont 10-0. And in Region 8, Bishop Garrigan 1-0 winners over AGWSR. Those winners make up the state tournament field. In Class 2A regional finals last night, in Region 1, East Marshall beat Jessup 14-1. Region 2 saw Ogden beat Earlham 2-0. Also in Region 3, Mount Air beat West Monona 9-0. In Region 4, Alta Aurelia over West Sioux 5-3. In Region 5, Central Springs a 6-0 winner over East Sac County. In Region 6, Beckman Catholic beat Durant 4-2. In Region 7, North Lynn over St. Ansgar by a final of 5-3. And in Region 8, Wapello beat Pekin 4-3. In Class 3A regional finals last night, in Region 1, Davenport Assumption an 11-1 winner over West Burlington. In Region 2, Algona beat Spirit Lake 8-3. Region 3, Louisa Muscatine over Williamsburg 1-0. In Region 4, Columbus Catholic beat New Hampton 4-1. In Region 5, it was Mount Vernon over Solon 3-2. In Region 6, West Liberty beat Anamosa 7-2. In Region 7, Trainer advances to state with a 5-3 win over Southeast Valley. And in Region 8, it was Albia over North Polk by a final of 9-6. Those winners make up the state tourney field. Now tonight, more regional finals in 4A and 5A. In Class 4A tonight, the regional finals include ADM versus Oskaloosa in Region 1. Region 2 has Carlisle facing Boone. In Region 3, it's Charles City versus Mason City. In Region 4, Dallas Center Grimes plays Ballard. In Region 5, Independence faces Iowa City Liberty. In Region 6, North Scott facing Fairfield. In Region 7, West Delaware plays Central DeWitt. Region 8, Denison will play Bishop Helan Catholic tonight. In Class 5A regional finals, in Region 1, Waukee plays Sioux City North. In Region 2, West Des Moines Valley faces Des Moines Hoover. In Region 3, Fort Dodge plays Ankeny. In Region 4, Cedar Rapids Kennedy battles Cedar Rapids Prairie. In Region 5, Iowa City High faces Dubuque Hempstead. Region 6 has Indianola facing Southeast Polk. In Region 7, Muscatine plays Ottumwa. And in Region 8, Johnston faces Pleasant Valley, with those winners moving on to the state tourney. A few local conferences have started announcing their all-conference softball selections for the 2019 season. The Rolling Valley Conference has announced its all-conference picks. Among the first teamers are pitchers Emily McIntosh of West Harrison and Macy M. Garden of Exira EHK. The catchers on the first team, Cheyenne Reif of West Harrison and Caitlin Winnette of Coon Rapids Bayard. Infielders on the first team include Haley Cook of West Harrison, Amanda Foster of Woodbine, Talia Schoen of Glidden-Ralston, and Josie Lett of Cam. Also, first-team selections in the outfield include Jade Clark of Woodbine, Leslie Luft of Arweva, and Chloe Gilgan of West Harrison. Taylor Bauer of Cam and Cami Waymeyer of Exira EHK were named the first-team utility selections. Second-team selections include pitchers Cora McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard and Jaden Smith of Arweva, catcher Hannah Krause of Arweva, infielder Sydney Scherer of West Harrison, Whitney Reaver of Glidden-Ralston, Lexi Davis of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Leah Cooper of Boyer Valley. Outfielders on the second team include Marissa Speaker of Cam, Morgan Kohler of Glidden-Ralston, and Brianna Baker of Woodbine. The utility picks Tiana Jansen of Glidden-Ralston and Helen Riker from Cam make up the second team. Corner Conference also announced its all-conference softball selections. Among the first team selections, Kendall Reed of Fremont Mills is the pitcher. Also, Jolie Sheldon of Sydney was the catcher. Also, Addie Meese of Fremont Mills was named as a pitcher and catcher. Infielders include Olivia Larson of Sydney, Allie Silvius of Stanton Essex, Tori Kilpatrick of Fremont Mills, and Cameron McClintock of Sydney. Outfielders include Anna Kelly of Griswold, Casey Danker of Griswold, and Shelby Broxius of Stanton Essex, while Sammy York of Stanton Essex was a utility pick. Also, on the first team selections, another note, there were some elite picks, and those include the two Griswold players, Kelly and Danker, along with Silvius of Stanton Essex, Larson of Sydney, Sheldon of Sydney, and Reed of Fremont Mills. They were all elite selections to the first team. Second team picks include pitcher Brenna Rozelle of Griswold, catcher Devin Isaacson of Stanton Essex, pitcher-catcher Cassidy Cron of East Mills, infielders Malia Moore of Fremont Mills, Haley Pennock of Griswold, Marley Johnson of Stanton Essex, and Alex Knopp of East Mills. Outfielders on the second team include Faith Brumbaugh of Sydney, Sydney Beyer of Sydney, Liz Bartles of Fremont Mills, and the utility pick Caitlin Bruce of Stanton Essex. Honorable mention picks include infielder Brooke Adams of Stanton Essex, infielder McKenna Lauman of Sydney, and utility player Danica Lauman of Sydney. A little bit of baseball last night around the area. In regular season play, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Harlan 9-8, ADM 5-1 over Creston, Sioux City North beat Glenwood 8-3, and Lewis Central a 7-0 winner over Thomas Jefferson in high school baseball. In Major League Baseball last night, Miles Michaelis scattered 8 hits in the Cardinals' first complete game of the season, a 7-0 shutout of the Pirates. Michaelis threw just 100 pitches despite working out of 3 jams. Tyler O'Neill was 3-for-5 with 2 homers while collecting 4 RBIs for the second time in the last 3 games. In other National League action, San Francisco swept a pair from Colorado 19-2 and 2-1 scores. The Dodgers beat Philadelphia 16-2, Cincinnati over Chicago 6-3, Atlanta beat Milwaukee 4-2. In the American League, Jacob Junis struck out a career-high 10 while limiting the White Sox to 1 run over 7 innings in the Royals' 5-2 victory. Nicky Lopez drove in a pair of runs and scored twice to help Kansas City prevent Lucas Giolito from getting his 12th win on the year. Also in the AL, Tampa Bay beat the New York Yankees 5-4, Boston over Toronto 10-8, Cleveland beat Detroit 8-6, the Angels over Houston 9-6. The Dodgers have placed utility man Chris Taylor on the 10-day injured list with a fractured left forearm and recalled first baseman outfielder Matt Beatty from AAA Oklahoma City. Taylor was hit on the forearm by a fastball from Boston's Heath Hembree in Sunday's 7-4, 12-inning win over the Red Sox. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says he expects Taylor to return this season. Taylor's hitting .261 with 8 homers and 41 RBIs. The Cubs have acquired catcher Martin Maldonado from the Royals for left-hander Mike Montgomery. Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein announced the deal and added that All-Star catcher Wilson Contreras was going on the 10-day injured list with a strain to the arch area of his right foot. Maldonado is batting .227 with 6 homers and 17 RBIs in 74 games for the struggling Royals this year. Eduardo Nunez has been designated for assignment by the Red Sox after hitting .228 in 60 games for them this season. He hit .265 with 10 homers in 127 games last season before providing a 3-run pinch homer to help the Red Sox win Game 1 of the World Series against the Dodgers. Mets pitcher Zach Wheeler has been placed on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to July 12th because of shoulder fatigue. Wheeler last started July 7th, and the Mets said Monday the injury was discovered following the All-Star break. The Tigers have bought the contract of pitcher Trevor Rosenthal from AAA Toledo. The right-hander was released by the Washington Nationals last month after going 0-1 with a 22.74 ERA in 12 appearances. A Decorah native and former Iowa All-American linebacker Josie Jewell is ready for his second training camp with the Denver Broncos. Jewell made 9 starts in his rookie season, finishing with 53 tackles while also playing on special teams.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun journey so far. I really realize what a blessing I have right now and really what I'm going through and how lucky I am. So it's been fun every second of it, a little stress here and there, but definitely a fun journey and, just can't wait to see what comes next in these next couple months.
It will be his second season with a new coaching staff. Vic Fangio took over as head coach and Ed Donatell is the new defensive coordinator after the Broncos posted a 6-10 record last season. Jewell says under the new system, the Broncos will try to disguise their defense more often.
Last year we had a little bit of that, but not every play, kind of how we're doing this year, and just the disguising of different defenses and, keeping quarterbacks unaware of what you're in and keeping the offensive linemen, everybody unaware of what the defensive line is going to do and where we're going to blitz, stuff like that is definitely pretty cool this year and it's really exciting of, what can become and if we're smart, we'll be able to utilize it very well.
The Broncos will open up exhibition play against the Atlanta Falcons in the Hall of Fame game coming up on August 1st. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.